In 2017, only 77% of Utah Latinos graduated high school. The percentage of those going to college is even lower. To help increase the number of Latino enrollments in colleges, Utah State University held a Latinos in Action boot camp. The boot camp provides students opportunities to explore higher education, experience leadership, and network with their peers.
I'm Naomi Marie Jimenez. I am a Latinos in Action alumni and currently serving as a group leader. I love this generation. It's the entryway to the rest of their lives. They're seeing all of these amazing things and these amazing role models, and they're saying, yeah, I can do that.
Groups were assigned someone who was both a Latinos in Action alumni and current USU student to be their mentor. They were referred to by event organizers as the leaders of the leaders. Jimenez has been a member of Latinos in Action for 6 years and says the organization gave her the tools to graduate high school, attend USU, and take on a mentorship role at the event.
Our girls were talking about being a Latina woman in America. I'm an American, but I'm also Latina. How do I do this?
The university set up tables in the Eccles Conference Center on campus representing different colleges and extracurricular groups at USU. Students gather around to ask questions at a table promoting STEM learning for Latino students. Azalea Bocanegra, a peer mentor at Cash Makers, explained 3D printing.
The way a 3D printer works, these little pieces of plastic here, they are what make this.
Dr. Jose Enriquez is the founder of Latinos in Action. He says the low rate of Latino students pursuing and graduating college is because Latino students often have a difficult time learning English or paying for tuition. Many stay home to take care of younger siblings while their parents work. When his family immigrated from El Salvador, he encountered many of the same barriers he now sees his students face.
I had to learn really quick in LA to fend for myself, and education became premier in our home, and it was important. Even though we didn't have much education, we knew it was going to be the door to many things in this country.
He founded Latinos in Action in 2001 for students who may have experienced something similar.
It's always active. That's why we call it Latinos in Action, because the best way I think our youth learn is through hands-on, actively doing things and actively creating service and creating leadership. I thought we could teach them about Latino heroes, or we can create our own.
One of the final evenings of the camp, students celebrated at dinner with keynote speaker Senator Luz Escamilla, the first female Latina senator in Utah.
You're going to be afraid, but you just have to do it. Running for office, it's the first Latina for the Senate, and being an immigrant myself, it wasn't easy, but I knew I had to do it.
Before leaving the boot camp the next day, students reflected on the importance of embracing their heritage as they pursue success in the future. Alondra is a student from Gooding High School in Burley, Idaho.
I definitely feel more confident about myself, and I feel like I can do anything that I set my mind to now.
Just from the few days that I've been able to experience these students, I'm really inspired. I always tell them that the biggest thank you that they can give to me is inviting me to their graduation.
The group Latinos in Action has chapters in 5 states in more than 160 schools and provides opportunities for nearly 6,000 students. Of those in the program, there's a 98% high school graduation rate. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Breanne Johnson.